We've got to get back in the rhythm of dismissing, doing kid power and dismissing junior church. We hadn't done that in some time, and so if we're not careful, we forget to do that. My, how good it is to gather and worship the Lord this morning. And once again, we're just so glad that you've joined us and for worship. We want to extend our appreciation to all those who helped with the water day yesterday. I have to admit, it kind of wears you out a bit, but the kids had a great time, and they had a lot of fun, and we're so glad that they were able to come out and participate, and so we thank you to all those who helped to set up, clean up, and participated during the day. So we just want to let you know we appreciated that, and that the kids had a great time yesterday. Well, I hope we're having a great time in the Lord today, and that we're feeling and experiencing His presence. I wanted to take a few moments today, and we're going to start a sermon series that's going to be out of Psalm 23, and we're going to talk about over the next several weeks. And however, they are broke up a little bit because next weekend, of course, is 4th of July, and so we'll be bringing a 4th of July type sermon. And so the Psalm 23 will be broke up a little bit, but just some good topics that we're going to be sharing over the next several weeks. And we want to begin today considering refreshment. In fact, spiritual refreshment. There's times we need physical refreshment, and there's times that we need spiritual refreshment. In fact, the very air we breathe, the water we drink, and the food we so enjoy eating all serve to refresh us physically. But we also need to do that spiritually. Clean air, clear water, healthy foods are life sustaining. Prolonged periods of time without any one of the three will seriously compromise our health, physically and spiritually. And prolonged periods of time without all three is certain death. And so we need to be refreshed physically and spiritually. In an effort to be our best, and I hope that we are striving to be our best, most of us commit to sound nutrition most of the time. Hydration and exercise at some point in our lives. Many of us commit and recommit time and time again. Shake your head, you know that's true. Still, we find ourselves unable at times to honor those commitments as we juggle the day-to-day demands of life, home, work, and sometimes even church. And somehow, our good intentions are overtaken by our unfortunate bad habits. We often refer to those as chocolate chip cookies and such. Come on, smile. Yeah, you know that's right. And we often miss the mark in regard to being physically and spiritually healthy. So what happens is in the busyness of life, we typically eat and drink the things that are most readily available. And we seldom make time to engage in the kind of activities that keeps us physically healthy. And by the way, it all happens so gradually that we're convinced that we really never liked healthy foods anyway. Never liked water. Water don't taste good. We never liked to walk. And so the story goes on. And the truth be told, we often do this spiritually. Not just physically, but we often do this spiritually. And so in order to maintain proper spiritual health, we need spiritual refreshment. Just as we need physical refreshment, we need spiritual refreshment. We need to nourish, hydrate, and yes, exercise our souls or our spiritual bodies. And God, in His infinite wisdom, has provided all that we need to be spiritually healthy, to be able to be spiritually refreshed, including a personal trainer and the person of the Good Shepherd, who gives us all that pertains to spiritual life. And if you were reading over in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, it says that He gives us all that pertains to life. And so as we're thinking about spiritual refreshment this morning and thinking about our own personal trainer to be spiritually healthy, I'd like to take our attention this morning to Psalm 23, a very familiar psalm I know you're familiar with this morning, may even know it by heart, but we're still going to take our Bible and we're going to turn over to Psalm 23 this morning. Appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word this morning. Encourage those of you that are watching us from the live stream, if you would stand with us this morning as well. Let's participate in worship together. Psalm 23. We're going to be considering verses 1 through 3 this morning as the Word shares with us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Join us this morning, if you would, in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we are so thankful to be able to gather for worship. And Lord, we just ask that You would just move in a mighty way this morning, that You would stir our heart and You would stir our mind, and that we would experience You in our heart and life today. In fact, Lord, that You would come in such a manner that we would be refreshed physically and spiritually this morning. And so as we come with this thought on our mind of spiritual refreshment, we ask that Your words would encourage us and refresh us today. And so, Lord, we need You to come. We need You to refresh us. Move on us in a mighty way in these next few moments. We also pray, Lord, that You would allow us once again to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. We ask in Your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. And so as we think about, over the next few moments, spiritual refreshment, I want us to know that spiritual refreshment flows through the Good Shepherd, as we see here in Psalm 23. And as we think about the psalmist, as he writes here in Psalm 23, he talks to us in regard to the shepherd, to the one who cares for the sheep. And he says that because of the shepherd, I shall not want. I don't have any needs. Because the shepherd meets those needs. And so we see in verses 2 and 3 that there's a generalization, it's kind of hard to say, in regard to refreshment. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, leads me beside the still waters. I know for me that would be extremely refreshing, that type of scenario. And it says, He restores my soul and He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And so we get this generalization of refreshment. And that refreshment then flows through the one whom we refer to as the Good Shepherd that we see in Psalm 23. However, this morning, I'd like for us to be a little more specific and to understand that refreshment, spiritual refreshment, flows not only through the Good Shepherd, but through the breath of life, the bread of life, and living water. And I would like for us to take a deeper look this morning at these three things. Breath of life, the bread of life, and living water. And I want us to note, if you would, this morning, as we think about spiritual refreshment, is that the Lord is the one who provides spiritual refreshment. And to be honest, physical refreshment. And so as we look at the bread of life, or the breath of life, the bread of life, and living water, it is the Lord who provides those for us. It is the Good Shepherd in which we read in Psalm 23, who provides these for us. And so let's begin this morning, if we could, with the breath of life. All of us need breath to live. We need oxygen. The body cannot survive without oxygen. So physically we cannot survive without breath. I want you to know that we cannot survive spiritually without the breath of life. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 shares with us this morning. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. We live today because of the breath of life. It is God who gives to us the breath of life. And so if this God who gives to us life gives us breath, it is this God who is able to refresh us. Have you ever said, I just need a moment to catch my breath? Some of us, as we get older and heavier, every now and then we need to say, I need to catch my breath. Or if we've worked a really hard day, we need to pause a minute and say, I need to catch my breath. Or sometimes we might say, well, you know, I just caught my second wind. Refreshment. All of us physically sometimes need the breath of life. We need to catch our breath to be able to continue in whatever we're doing. Well, sometimes we're the same way spiritually. Sometimes we need to just catch our breath for a minute. We need to get our second wind. And we find that the provider of the breath of life is God, the Good Shepherd, the one who cares for us, the one who is able to meet all our needs. And so today, as we think about spiritual refreshment, if we're going to be refreshed spiritually, we need the breath of life. Job says over in Job 33, verse 4, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. I like that verse. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. When we need refreshment, God can refresh us with the breath of life. It is the breath of God that gives us life. Love that. I couldn't help but think, as I thought about the breath of life and this concept of spiritual refreshment and needing to be, if we could say, revived, hopefully not through CPR, but through the breath of life that God gives to us. I couldn't help but think about Michael W. Smith's song, and I love this song. I think my top 10 favorite songs is more like a top 100. But anyway, most of you know what I mean by that. But I love this song. And Michael W. Smith says, this is the air I breathe, your holy presence living in me. Breath of life. Refreshment flows from the breath of life. God breathing into us. I don't know, when I think about God breathing into us, I get cold chills. It's just an amazing thing to think that God breathes life into us. Separate from God, I would have to say that we would be lifeless. I probably should have deserved an amen there, Pastor. We need the breath of God to be refreshed and to be able to live. So today, as we think about spiritual refreshment, may we be refreshed by the breath of life, God breathing into us life. Not only did I want us today to consider the breath of life, but I also wanted us to consider the bread of life. Just as the body needs air to survive, the physical body also needs nourishment, bread to survive. And so not only does our physical body need bread, but our spiritual body, our spirituality also needs the bread of life. And Michael W. Smith, in his song, of course, he says, this is the air I breathe, your holy presence living in me. He also says, this is my daily bread, your very word spoken to me. And I hope this is our heart, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm telling you today, we need the Lord for spiritual refreshment, for the not only for the breath of life, but for the bread of life, the nourishment that the Lord provides for us. And so as we think about the breath or the bread of life, those two are very confusing. So if I invert those, I'm sorry, but the bread of life, there's some passages I like for us to consider that addresses this thing of the bread of life. And in the Old Testament, Scripture speaks of the bread of heaven. The bread of heaven, often we refer to it as manna. But probably the closest thing I can think of in our society today that would be bread of heaven would have to be Hawaiian rolls. I got an amen from that. If you ever had Hawaiian rolls, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those things you have to put under lock and key, or you'll eat them all. They're just that good. And so when I think about bread, that's the first thing that came to my mind. But nonetheless, in Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, and then verse 15, verse 4 shares with us, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. I'm going to pause for a minute. Could you imagine it raining Hawaiian rolls? Anyway, the Lord said, I get excited every now and then. The Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. And so we see that the Lord, once again, provides for physical nourishment, but I don't want us to forget that He also provides for our spiritual nourishment with bread from heaven. The Israelites was physically refreshed with manna, bread from heaven. We also see then in chapter 16 of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 15, so when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Once again, the Lord provides nourishment. And so when we talk about spiritual refreshment, it is the Good Shepherd. It is the Lord who provides for us nourishment, bread of heaven. And I probably have to be honest, when I first bit into a Hawaiian roll, I probably said, what is this? Stay with me, guys. We're getting it. The bread of heaven, the Lord provides bread for spiritual life. Now, the important part about bread of heaven is you have to consume it. Just like the Hawaiian rolls at dinner, you consume them. When we talk about bread of heaven, we talk about the Lord nourishing us for spiritual refreshment. We have to partake of it. Psalm 78, verse 24 also shares with us, as the psalmist recounts the scenario in the wilderness of bread from heaven, had rained down manna on them to eat and gave them of the bread of heaven. Oh, I hope today that you and I, when we need spiritual refreshment, are partaking of the bread of heaven. Now we might ask ourselves, what is in our day, other than Hawaiian rolls, for us spiritually, what is the bread of heaven? Well, I'd have to say it's the Word of God. We find spiritual refreshment in the Word of God. So not only do we think about bread of heaven when we think about the bread of life, but then we have to pause for a moment and think about, literally, the bread of life. And John chapter 6, verses 33 through 35 shares with us in regard to the physical, literal bread of life. And so John shares with us, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Now I'm sure you know who that is this morning. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. What a powerful passage of Scripture that shares with us in regard to the bread of life. And so we understand the bread of life that is necessary for spiritual refreshment is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And we know exactly who that is. That is Jesus. He is the one who descended from heaven, came into this world as a child, grew amongst us, and was crucified at Calvary, gave his life for the world. He is the bread of life. He is the one who has surrendered himself that we might be not only saved, but refreshed. I like what the disciples and the others gathered said to Jesus at this point. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Always. I hope that Jesus is always in our life. If we're going to be spiritually refreshed, we need Jesus. We need Jesus for spiritual refreshment. Listen to what verse 35 said. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And you have to pause for a minute and think about that. That means we'll never spiritually be hungry again? I'm not exactly sure that's what Jesus was saying. But what Jesus was saying, he who believes in me and follows me has a continuous source of the bread of life. I have to say that again. That probably should have excited us at least a little bit. Jesus was saying to us, those who believe and follow Him have a continuous source of the bread of life. There is spiritual refreshment available to us. And I like how plainly Jesus shares it with us in John chapter 6, verse 48, where He just simply says, I am the bread of life. There isn't life apart. Remember I said that earlier? There isn't life apart from the Lord. The air that we breathe comes from the Lord. The bread that we receive physically and spiritually for spiritual nourishment comes from the Lord. In fact, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, we are to pray for our daily bread. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 11 shares with us, give us this day our daily bread. And so the truth is, we should be praying about spiritual refreshment. We should be praying about spiritual nourishment. We should be praying, give us this bread always. I'm sure you have a favorite food. You do. I'm sure you do. I don't know if it's like the bag of potato chips that says you can't just eat one. That's, I mean, you can do that and walk away and say, yeah, I just ate one. But if you stay there and leave the bag open, you know how that goes. That's kind of how we are with our favorite foods. You know, there's an apple pie there. Some people really like apple pie. Some like it a la mode and some don't. And that's with ice cream, if you didn't know. Tough crowd. You guys up late last night? Anyway, sometimes it's hard to just eat one piece of apple pie. Sometimes it's hard to eat just one chip or one chocolate chip cookie or whatever that might be or just a small handful of peanut M&Ms. But I want you to know, when it comes to the bread of life, first of all, there's no calories. No side effects.
No physical weight gain.
You can eat as much of the bread of life as you choose to eat. In other words, that means you can have as much of Jesus as you want. That's good stuff. In fact, it doesn't get any better than that. Have spiritual refreshment in the breath of life. Spiritual refreshment from the bread of life. Well, we understand physically that we need air, we need food, and third, I want us to consider is the physical body needs water. But the spiritual body needs living water. For spiritual refreshment, we need living water. Believe it or not, can you believe that the Lord once again provided not only the breath of life, the bread of life, but living water? In fact, in the Old Testament, I couldn't help but think about Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. This is an interesting verse, and it shares with us about the fountain of living water. You know, there's a fountain of living water. Not the fountain of youth necessarily, but this fountain does give you everlasting life, so it might even be the fountain of youth. But there is a fountain of living water. That had to be a pretty neat place. Anyway, it's spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, but what surrounds this fountain of living water, I believe, is interesting. And I do believe it really does connect with this thing of spiritual refreshment. And so Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13 shares with us, "For my people have committed two evils." I thought, Pastor, we were talking about the fountain of living water. We are. Hold on. "They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and had hewn themselves cisterns." Broken cisterns that can't hold no water. Isn't that an interesting verse? In this concept of spiritual refreshment, this may really honestly answer why we need spiritual refreshments. And we might say, well, why do we as humanity need spiritual refreshment? I hate to say this, but because we're broken. Pause for dramatic effect. We're broken. We're earthen vessels. We're a bunch of crackpots. Oh, some of you got that, but anyway. But what we find here in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, is it shares with us that God's people had committed two evils, or done two things really wrong. First of all, they've forsaken God, who is the fountain of living water. There's no question, if you've turned from God, you need spiritual refreshment. No question of that. And the second thing they've done is they've hewn out cisterns, or if you would, a storage place for water. The only problem is, when they do that type of thing for living water, those cisterns are broken. They're not capable of holding living water. And so what it says is those cisterns are broke. They can't maintain or hold water. And so they go dry or empty. And if we're empty this morning of living water, we need to visit the fountain of living water and we need to be refreshed. There's a fountain of living water available for our refreshment. Well, we understand here in the Old Testament that in Jeremiah chapter 2 that the Lord says, "They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water." And so we understand God is fountain of living water, but for a sense of clarity, in Psalm 23 we understand that the shepherd that's being spoke of is Jesus. Let's say that together. Jesus. That's where we go for refreshment is Jesus. We find in John chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 14 that Jesus is the living water. The water that we need for spiritual refreshment, that not only our physical body needs, but our spiritual needs, we find in Jesus. John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Jesus has living water. You might think for a minute, what is living water? It's water that brings life. Have you ever said, "Man, I need to get a life"? Probably on several occasions. What you need is a good dose of living water. And that flows from Jesus. Verse 14, "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will come in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." This is another one of those interesting verses. Jesus says, if you drink this water, living water, you'll never thirst. Does that mean we'll never need more living water? No, once again, Jesus is saying, you have an endless supply of living water. Now, I do believe that when we come to Christ and we follow Him and we live for Him, truly, we'll never thirst again for the things of the world, but only desire the things of God. And I do believe that Jesus is sufficient to save us, forgive us, keep us, sanctify us, and prepare us for heaven. Absolutely. We can walk victorious every day of our life. We don't have to live in sin. We don't have to go back to the old world. And I believe that He's able to sustain us. But there's still times in our life where we simply need spiritual refreshment. And Jesus provides for us living water. On a hot day, there's nothing like an ice-cold water. At one time in my life, I would have said there had been nothing like a glass of sweet tea. That has changed. But there's nothing like refreshing cold water on a hot day. When in those moments, spiritually, when we have in one of those days, there's nothing like a refreshing drink of living water. In fact, Jesus said, for that individual who drinks of that water or is a Christian, a believer, following Him, He says, "I shall give him, will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." Jesus says that I'll give you your own fountain of living water. Isn't that interesting? We don't need a broken cistern. We don't need the world's way of refreshment. We have our own fountain, if we're a believer and a follower of Jesus, where we can access living water. In fact, John chapter 7, verse 38 shares with us, "He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers." Not just a fountain, but rivers of living water. Isn't that good stuff? Spiritual refreshment. Living water. In our opening, I shared with you that the Lord also gave us a personal trainer, personal dietitian, if you would. And we refer to Him as the Shepherd, the Good Shepherd. Spiritual refreshment flows through the Good Shepherd. It is Jesus who brings to us the breath of life for our refreshment. It is Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who brings to us for our refreshment the bread of life. Once again, it is Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who brings to us for our refreshment living waters. Spiritual refreshment flows from and through the Good Shepherd, Jesus. As we come to a close today, the Good Shepherd can regularly refresh us with the breath of life, the bread of life, and with living water. But there's a key. We must commit ourselves to Him. And so I wonder today, who needs a good refreshing? Who needs a spiritual refreshing in the Lord? You just need a good dose of the breath of life, the bread of life, and a good drink of living water. It's available right here, right now, in these moments. Let's stand together.